James.
The craziest friggin' guy I have ever worked with.
With Fitzy.
How do you not love Mark James?
And Wiggy.
Twerk that.
James, Fitzy, and Wiggy.
And Chris Frail has now, you can take the R away, he's turned into Chris Fail.
Okay. You were so dead-ass wrong.
Punch out number 12, they strand a pair.
96 from Sale.
On his 89th pitch, the fastest one yet.
This Tom Brady era, the door is about to close and close fast.
And hard.
And hard.
It was hard.
We all loved it, the big O.
Poured out for
God
the
bless
homies.
But Ford went... But Fourier screwed it.
Woo! It's James, Fitzy, and Wiggy on Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, a happy four-hour fun ride here on WEEI. This is a motley crew. If you thought Vince Neil, Nikki Sixx, Tommy Lee, and Mick Mars were a motley crew, this is they got one together here today. I will tell you this. Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, you. And
why can't we be NWA?
Oh, absolutely. Well, then can I let me be Ice Cube, or you can be Dre because you're the billionaire now.
Yeah, I wish.
Was that is that stand for Nitwits with Attitude?
Could be it,
whatever something you like
want.
That. Yeah,
Schlitzy, whatever you want.
That's right, Schlitzy.
Right.
That's right. Hey,
that's
afternoons. Afternoons at EEI give you OMF. Well, we counter with JFW in the morning. How about
JFW?
That?
JFW
coming straight out of Boston.
Crazy mother bleepers.
This is trouble. Aaron Boone has already referred to us as effing savages in the box.
Right.
Okay. It's always good to be a savage.
Good to be a savage, right?
Right.
It's good to be a savage. Good. By the way, it's good to work with you. You and I met a year ago over at the old place.
That's right.
Over there on Market Street, or Guest Street. Guest Street.
Where
off
most
Market.
Grown men in their 40s meet.
Yes.
Halfway between the refrigerator full of other people's abandoned yogurts and stale salads and the coffee maker that doesn't work.
Did you open up the refrigerator down here today?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you this, because it's been there the last couple days. The first day I saw it, I'm like, oh, that looks pretty nice. I didn't touch it. Is the chicken Caesar salad on the top shelf still there?
Yes. And it's actually starting to, like, are you a fan of Stranger Things? Like the
I know, I don't watch it, but I'm a fan of everything else on Netflix.
Subscribe to
no, I have Netflix.
Showtime.
You don't do
Netflix.
The Netflix?
No,
Netflix?
I have Netflix. Oh, I love Netflix.
I was going to say, you got a password share,
yeah,
right?
No. I do Netflix.
No,
I
have a lot of password. I'm waiting for the new season of Narcos or Ozark.
Oh, well, Ozark.
He's into his drug shows.
Yeah, big-time drug shows.
Oh, I had no idea.
He's from Miami, so, you know.
No, I'm from Springfield, but via Miami.
Via Miami.
Oh, wow. Springfield is 10 times what Miami even used to be. The new the reboot of Miami Vice is going to take place in Springfield. Are you kidding me?
Right, well, exactly. Without the hot women.
Springfield, you know, it's like Lawrence without the view.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Lawrence got a great view.
Yeah. And the cheapest rent is Wiggy divulged on the air this week. Right, Wiggy?
My kid goes to school. In Lawrence Town, baby.
Yep.
Oh, nice area.
Yeah, well,
super nice.
Lovely, beautiful Lawrence, Massachusetts.
Plus, one of my good friends is the lieutenant over there, so I can blow through every red light and stop sign and not have to worry about it.
Isn't that nice to know there are certain places where you can always, like, every time I drive through my hometown, I'm like, you know what, actually, I bet if I ran this red light, I might be able to.
I have connections that I can go from here all the way to my house in the North Shore and not have to stop at one red light.
Really?
Pretty good.
So even heaviest traffic, whatever Waze says, you're like, I have to do is engage Wiggy mode, and I'm good to go.
Well, yeah, you know. You're make sure your name drops.
Hey, you know. You never know. Put that little friend of the policeman's ball right there, sticker in the front. Here we
That's
go.
That's it. But I don't do that unless, you know.
Maybe hang a Wiggins 85 jersey on the antenna on the back. Here we go.
Unless I got to get somewhere quick. I always donate to the State Trooper Fund.
Well, that's a good thing to do, Wiggy, especially, you know, if you get stopped as much. Do you get stopped a lot?
No, I don't get stopped.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, only when I'm in white neighborhoods.
All right, hold
Shut
on.
Shut up, hey,
I get stopped in white neighborhoods.
Yeah, if you're playing JFW bingo, it's 6:04 when we first went kind of racial. There we go.
No, it wasn't racially.
No.
Just kidding.
But it's all good.
I'll be here every Sunday nights from 7 to 9. Telling jokes.
Nice.
I think you're a comedian.
Try the
now. Are you kidding? Please, me? Are you kidding me?
Make you feel at
home. I have no idea what I am anymore.
Well, I was telling Wiggy yesterday, I'm like, you understand Schlitzy, as he called him. Fitzy was on that ESPN show like 15 years ago with Al Jackson.
Right. On Dream Job. Yeah.
Dream Job.
Trying to get the job as the most hated man in sports. Because nobody wanted to see somebody rank and file amateur hour come in and audition for the part of Sports Center anchor when that is the job that every single sports media personality in the world coveted the most. Mm-hmm. So for you to just be able to go to a cattle call of 10,000 people and end up as one of the final 10.
It was American Idol.
Yes. It was American Idol for sportscasting.
Right.
To somehow be able to just basically cut through, like, go ahead, don't bother going to Newhouse at Syracuse. Right. Don't bother working at Market 142.
Right.
97, 53. Right. Just get a free shot at SportsCenter. Everybody, and I mean everybody, hated us. And then they bill me as a comedian because they're like, oh, that'll be funny, or we'll just make this guy seem like the clown, which is the worst thing you could ever do. Worst thing you could ever do is tell anybody you work in comedy, you think you're funny, or you're a comedian, because you walk into a room, they're like, oh, tell me a joke.
Right? Oh,
make me laugh. Yeah. Now there's a set level of expectations, which I am always happy to fly well below, because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. But you could tell me, like, what's your name? Mark, with a C. Cool. What do you do? I'm an accountant. Oh, do my taxes.
Right.
That doesn't happen. But you tell somebody like...
Sounds like a scene from Goodfellas.
Right, exactly. Right.
it's a nightmare.
Well, I got it all the time in this business. Oh, you're a football player. Before I was a football player, I was a fan like everybody else. I listened to sports talk radio. I did all that other stuff. You know, there's a lot of things that I do. I do have Netflix, so I watch more than sports, you know?
Do football!
Right.
Exactly. Like, you Jermaine Wiggins? Yeah. You got that Super Bowl ring? You know, hey... You know Tom Brady?
Yep.
Hey, you got Tom Brady's cell phone number?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, what's Tom Brady like? Tom Brady like?
Yeah, well, you know Steph Curry, so you're in good company. You're
in good company. Where are you from originally?
Braintree, South Shore. Braintree.
Oh.
Or as I like to call it, Quincy with hope.
Yeah. Quincy, wow. So do you guys hate Hingham? Do you guys hate
Hingham?
Yeah.
The city of white lights.
Yes.
Yes. No, I have to drive around Hingham. I'm not allowed to go through there.
Oh, they stop you too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Where people are known to get in traffic jams in Whole Foods parking lots for 30 minutes.
Wow.
This is South Shore
guy. Hingham. Nice. South Shore guy. Yeah. Oh, South Shore is where it's at.
Yeah, I don't pass Mass Ave. I will not go past Mass Ave. I will not sit on the Southeast Expressway because it is a parking lot for 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
You know, Wiggy didn't know the parade was in Southie.
Yeah. I mean, I'm an Eastie guy. What do you expect? I don't go to Southie. Well, now you can go, but not back when I was growing up, you didn't go to Southie.
There are a million different places in and around Boston. The former horse and cart paths, if you will, in old provincial Boston, the town, that were built with such poor foresight, the leading two of which are the route to through the South Shore to Cape Cod, and then just 95 in New England, because it's a two-lane highway. It's a two-lane highway.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
And it's trafficked and driven the same way some of these major metropolitan cities of the South that have seven-lane superhighways.
You mean Atlanta? Exactly.
Cutting-edge traffic light technology.
Yeah, you got it, Marty.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable, but I'll ride or die South Shore.
That's why, Schlitzy, come to the North Shore. There's a million ways in and out of the city. You don't have to sit in traffic like that.
Really?
Yep. You don't have a million ways.
I don't know.
In
he seems
out.
Pretty what was the place I went in Braintree? Was it Southside Tavern?
Yeah, Southside Tavern.
Very
man.
Good.
Great place.
Great place.
Great place. If you want to, we can just skip over Eck Price, Tom Brady. We can do 4 hours on North Shore versus South Shore. Right. Why Bar Pizza is the best pizza, and we can throw in the Top Gun 2 trailer, and I'm good. It's 10 a.m.
Bar pizza in Braintree?
Oh,
it's.
Do you not know the phenomenon that is bar pizza?
Oh. I'm a Pino's guy over here in Brooklyn.
See, I'm a Tops guy.
You're a Tops guy.
Yeah.
When I was at AAF, may God bless those 2 years of my life. Somebody was nice enough to bring in my first ever Santarps. I'd never had it because
cornmeal on the bottom gives it a whole nother
level. By the way, we don't hate me on this. I still haven't had tarps yet.
It's good. You know what it is? I believe it's regionally good, as in around here, it's a fantastic
like Regina's. Regina's is regionally. It's people overrated. I think it's the most overrated pizza. It was voted the number one pizza a year ago.
I know.
Come on. Give me a break.
All you got to do is ask El Presidente Dave Portnoy. He knows more about pizza than
anybody. Well, he gave Pino's an 8.8.
He gave Santapio's a pretty high ranking.
One bite. Everybody knows the rules.
As it deserves, but he's been living in New York City long enough, where I also lived for over 20-plus years. Fitzy, you lived in New York? What? The WTF guy?
They got some good pizza out there.
They got some damn good pizza.
I lived in New York for a few years.
But you know the pizza capital of the world. New Haven, Connecticut.
Right.
I didn't know that.
The original Frank Pepe's.
Frank Pepe's might be.
Oh, it's. And I went to Sal. Like, I went. Because I hadn't been to Sally's in forever. I went over to Sally's a few months ago, which is still really good. I think Frank Pepe's better. And I still haven't tried Modern. They're saying Modern is better than both of them.
For real?
Yes. And let me just say this. I have not been. I've had this conversation with my parents, man, because they will go to Mohegan, and they didn't like the Frank Pepe's at Mohegan. I said, you have to go to Wooster Street in New Haven.
Right.
You've got to go to the original.
Wooster Street?
Yeah,
is
Wooster.
Is it spelled like Worcester?
No, it's W-O-O, okay. Like Rooster, okay. But with a W. Mm. Wooster Street, you have to go to the original one. You got to wait a little bit, and then once you get in there, every sitting president since JFK has been there. You can't go to the one in Chestnut Hill, or the one in Mohegan, or the one in West Hartford, Connecticut. You gotta go to the New Haven.
Like how we did that. We went from North Shore to South Shore to where's the best pizza.
That's right. It.
This is the way we interact for real. Right. This is like a normal conversation.
But
this
is
we
organic.
Get into Price and Eckersley.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We'll get
sell
so
everything.
Prepare five hot takes on Price Eckersley and why Chad Finn can eat it
So Price versus Eckersley is like Pino's versus bar pizza.
Right.
You know, and that's the holy. Oh,
so which one's by the way? Who's who?
Well, by the way, you're drinking out of one of those cups.
You have, I mean, I put it through this thing.
Oh,
this
dude.
This thing got the equivalent of a hand wash version of a Halon shower as you exit a chemical factory.
Did you? Were you wearing a hazmat suit?
So watched it. So for people who don't know, because we're on radio, you grabbed a cup that was already here, a ceramic coffee cup.
I grab one of the standard issue radio.com. It's not a website; it's an app. That's where you can get all your intercom shows.
And I listen to radio.
Why not get a paper cup?
Exactly.
Because there are none.
I couldn't
there
find one.
There are none, Wiggy.
This is what's so great about this place.
Intercom.
You can't find. I had to go through three floors of this place to find a packet of not even an alternate sweetener, a single pack of friggin' sugar. Number one, just to put a little pinch of sweet in my coffee. All right. Two, I had to wash my own mug. All right, fine. I'm a grown man. Apparently, I'm 25 and I live in an apartment in Alston where I have to wash my own freaking cup because my roommate drank out of it last night.
Right.
And then three, some nitwit leaves the half and half with the cap unscrewed in the fridge next to your Stranger Things chicken Caesar salad that's growing to the wall. So then I end up money shotting the half and half all over the kitchen, and it's $5.52.
The water stink.
We're like the Red Sox around here. We're just not in the budget to get paper cups like it is to add to the bullpen.
Hey, unbelievable. Hey, someone said that bar is also top-notch in New Haven. Oh, because there is one in New Haven.
What's one?
But there's a bar pizza in New Haven right next to Louis.
No kidding.
Louis Lunch, which is the best hamburger place in the world.
Yeah, is it really?
It's the first place.
He's from Springfield, Connecticut.
But Wiggy, it's the place they made the first ever hamburger sandwich, Louis Lunch in New Haven. It's unbelievable. You got to check it out.
I love Springfield. I've got a lot of love for Western Mass and the 413. Hey, 105.5 coming at you in Springfield right now.
How did you know that?
What's up, Springtown? I used to do spots on a radio station in Springfield all the time.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Schlitzie travels.
Let me guess.
Schlitzie gets around, Wiggy.
Yeah, hey, without Googling this, if I'm not mistaken.
Just wear protection.
The guys that he was in competition with.
I have a lot of road babies. I take care of them.
Yeah, the guys that he was in competition with on Dream Job, Michael Hall.
My good friend Mike Hall, who's been a staple at the Big Ten Network after helping launch ESPNU for close to a decade.
How about, is it Jason Horowitz was there too?
Jason, he was season two, works for CBS Sports Network.
Okay, he was season two. Never mind. I got them all, you know, all those dream jobs sort of go together.
Aaron Levine finished second. He is the lead sports anchor on Q13 out in Seattle.
Oh, cool.
My buddy Zach Selwyn, he was the bearded musical comedy guy.
I don't remember him.
He belongs in a Will Ferrell, Adam McKay comedy. Freelancer like myself who will go to work anywhere where they pour a lukewarm cup of coffee that you have to get in a cup that you wash on your own.
Oh,
good
Jesus.
Dude. Good
wow.
guy.
Yeah.
We got to acclimate you to bar pizza, though. We'll get into that.
No, later. I can't believe you drank out of one of those cups. The one thing I will tell you, Wiggy, that over here at Entercom that, you know, I sort of appreciate Nesson more. When you walk into, the Nesson thing upstairs.
The cafeteria?
Not even the cafeteria, but the little.
Coffee room.
Yeah, the coffee room. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would love it because they have every coffee you can imagine it's all. And they, guess what? They have coffee cups, as many plastic coffee cups. You would love it.
I'm jealous of that.
Yeah, paper cups. Yes, they are paper.
Wait,
hold on.
Can I get a plastic straw for my drink too?
Well, I love plastic straws.
It's all about global warming.
I know that's right.
we actually throw more plastic to keep it warmer.
Exactly.
It's going to get a little hot this weekend.
But all we're doing is insulating the insulating the earth a little bit.
You know, so you don't have to shovel. That's what we're trying to
do. Next time you see a plastic straw like this, just say no.
That's Tom Brady.
That's right.
That's TV12. He's like all, I'm more of a plastic straw guy.
Well, I refer to Tom as his new nickname, Machete.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
You saw yesterday's video.
It's Machete.
Machete.
Yes.
Machete Brady. A little nice in the commissary, Mark, goes a long way. Just like, here you go. You know what? We'll treat you like a grown adult.
Oh, you go to jail for that. You get a nice commissary.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little disappointed. I thought you were going to come in a little inebriated today. You didn't.
No. Well, I haven't got
6 a.m.
It's 6. Oh, give me time.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
I'm just warming up.
Yeah.
I'll crack into that cuckoo juice when it matters.
You know what's weird?
You know that cuckoo juice.
Old Way took a liking to you.
Yeah, he liked the fact that I came in one day, kept him company, and then maybe I was the buffer between he and Fourier for a day.
Uh-huh.
And then, or as you like to call him, Glenn Old Way.
Yeah. Yep.
God. He's the king of the sober cats.
And then I come in the next day at the EEI Liberty Mutual Jimmy Fund Invitational.
Uh-huh.
Four-fifths in the bag, and somehow was allowed to hop on the air. Big mistake.
Well, that's the only way you can play golf.
Over that.
I think Tiger Woods needs to get back to drinking.
I think so too.
Right.
I think he needs to show up.
Pill popping.
Well, Wiggy. There we go.
He's got a Perkins girl in the back seat and get back to business.
You know, when you get a Perkins girl or a porn star, it's tough to choose because there's he had a plethora of them. Do you remember that one? Never mind. I'll forget. But do you remember the one that was like Lorelei?
Yeah.
She was from Italy or whatever. Her name was Lorelei something.
She worked at the local Denny's?
No. She was a porn. I think she was in a porn.
Yeah.
Tiger's lived a good life. That's all I'll say. He's lived a really...
I only know black porn stars, females. Cherokee the ass, Pinky. Yeah.
See, I'm
a long list of them.
See, I can match you with the white ones. Harmony Raines, Diamond Fox. I can go.
My knowledge of them is very 80s based. Back when I discovered it,
it's like Jenna Jameson.
Oh, yeah, like Nina Hartley.
Nina Hartley. That is
Ginger,
old.
Ginger Lynn, Peter North, Tom Byron. Oh yeah,
you're going back to the Bush days, Bush League days.
So
who needs porn when you got McAvoy?
Right.
Hey.
By the way, can I just say, Wiggy, without getting hyper specific,
yes.
I miss those days.
You miss those?
That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, can I tell you?
I don't think I need to have a lawn care crew come through every other day, you know what I mean?
We're all in our 40s. You're in your 40s, right?
That's right.
Okay, the 90s were the best decade ever.
The 90s?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Hip-hop
in Western Mass.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
You didn't, in the suburbs.
And he'd been called the N-word lover a million times.
That's a trick.
Filled in for Jim Rome, people nicknamed Steph Curry. It's like you're able to somehow organically interweave your LinkedIn page throughout a four-hour radio show. And the fact that you've done it in 17 and a half minutes is very impressive. Like, I respect your kung fu. A lot of people love to bust your balls around here. I respect your troll game. It is top shelf.
I appreciate that.
I get it. Fitzy? It's a game. We're all playing a game.
That's Lava. It.
My name's not Fitzy.
Wiggy
puts on a game. It's okay. Mark James with a C. It's a game. Let's have some fun. Mix it up.
Entertainment.
Get the cuckoo juice. Let's have Cherokee the ass swing by. Come on. We'll have some bar pizza. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Yeah. And Louis Lunch, too, with some hamburgers from New Haven. The one thing I will tell you, though, you were talking about, by the way, you just totally made me lose my train of thought, which is good. Which is a good thing.
That's what I do.
I totally went ADD.
That's your song, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is his theme music. Because he'll take a few bathroom breaks. He's from Miami, so you know. And he loves Knuckles, and he loves Ozark. So.
A little PMP, a little Peruvian marching powder the morning
put
going.
Put two and two together. Right.
Fitzy, I'm the only person who ever lived in Miami. I'm very proud of this, who lived there for longer than a year. Five, in fact. And I never tried
cocaine. And went to a Marlins game.
Yes. That's one.
Right.
I never tried cocaine.
You don't even drink.
I lived in Miami for 5 years.
Believe it or not, neither have I. Need it.
Yeah.
I wake up five Adderall.
But I don't get this. He says he doesn't drink, but he drinks wine. Isn't that drinking?
No. I'm like a date. Because here's the thing. When you go out and date, sometimes if you're, date.
So then you do drink.
A red wine. And if you order Sprite, they look at you funny.
Right, but do you drink wine? You've had wine before.
Why not? Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So you do drink.
No. Only socially. That's not drinking.
I'm not saying that you're an alcoholic, but I'm saying.
If you take
a sip of wine, which is alcohol, then that means, I drink.
Oh, sure. But like, I'm not a
You're not. All right. So I think what you're saying is technically correct. Like in a court of law right now, like the judge would side with the honorable Mr. Wiggins of the North.
He's like, yeah, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do none of that stuff. Like, meaning like, okay, that means when I think you don't drink, that means I think you don't touch any alcohol.
He's a teetotaler. He's a dry county. He's like Wellesley. You can't get any of that served your way.
Right. Exactly.
I get it. You're not a... See, I've now parsed it out as you are not a drinker.
Yes.
You drink
if you
need to.
That's right.
But like, if you go 5 days or 5 weeks without a drink, it doesn't matter to you.
Or 5 months.
Whereas like 5 months. Right. Whereas if I go 5 days, I'm like, well, look at you, big guy, huh? Showing some discipline.
You go 5 days
meanwhile,
and call 911.
Look at that double IPA in the back of the fridge. Before, like, I know you've been there a while, girl, but don't worry, daddy's coming.
That's so funny. Hey, Wiggy, the Open... yesterday, first round, you've been wondering about Tiger. Worst opening round at the Open in his career, 78. What happened?
I saw 7+. Isn't that good in non-golf?
Right? No.
It's a great score, right? Tiger 7+.
It was his third worst round in any major.
It was?
Yeah.
And he told you.
I didn't really do much out there today. You know, I hit a lot of missed shots. They were all left. Wasn't anything solid. Everything was off the heel, and just trying to scrape it around. And best I could do was 7 over.
Wow. He told you, though.
He sounds very...
We got three more days, right? Is that what it is?
Three more days? But you're 7 over first day when you got Spieth 6 under. You're not going to make a... Tiger can have another one of those epic rounds. Not to soon
so
be seen probably in the
win.
British...
Nah.
Spieth 4 under today through 10. 5 under for the tournament.
No Tiger Woods, y'all?
Tiger's 4 under so far?
No, Spieth is.
Spieth is, okay. 10 under so far?
No, sorry. Through 10 holes, he's 4 under today.
Today.
Second round underway, yeah.
Wow. And Tiger's, what is he, plus 7?
Plus 7, yeah. He tees off later.
All right, so...
78.
Yeah. He still could make a...
Can he catch him?
But he's put himself in such... And how about Rory? In front of all his family and friends out there, Rory shot a 79, worst opening round at the Open in his career. It's been since World War II, the highest first round score by any major winner is 76. So Tiger Woods shot a 78.
Did you watch it?
A little bit, yeah.
I don't know how people watch golf.
Well, I only watch to see, like, just to see if Tiger or, you know, like the brand names. Wow. But I'm with you. No, normal. If it's not a major, who cares? I'm one of those people.
I don't care what it is. Golf is so boring.
No, it is.
You never watched Tiger, even in his heyday?
Nah, I never watched Tiger, man. I just root for Tiger. That's how I don't watch him, but I root for him.
He's the only guy that I've really found. Because if you need, I don't mess with any narcotics. If I need to take a nap, the last thing I do is ever consider, like, you know, something to pharmaceutically enable
Ambien?
It. I don't
need, no?
You know, golf. Okay. Golf on television is Ambien.
Yeah. Right? It really
the
is.
The original Ambien is golf.
Yeah.
It's just... You put on golf, you can dad nap a nice 90 minutes like nobody's
business. Well, now it's just called Major League Baseball.
Oh, wow.
That is true.
That's, you know what? That you're toeing the party line, my friend.
Well,
it's toeing the party line.
I didn't say Red Sox.
There's way more brothers in Major League Baseball, so you don't get many in golf like Tiger. Tiger was the brother that kind of started it all. And now it's like, all right, so anytime Tiger's in an event, I'm rooting for him.
So for the
he's compelling.
When he, yes. I never thought he would have won another major, and then he won in Augusta.
There you
I was
go.
Like,
Tiger's back.
But I think there's
I think that was it. I think that was it.
Is I that think
it?
That was, yeah.
Yeah, I it, think he got to get one little, like,
yep.
he came up for his, you know, that's like the Yankees coming back in 2000. They win one more. Derek Jeter got, like, one final World Series fist pump, and then they just
yeah, Jerry gave me another guy to hook my hitch my wagon to another brother in golf. I forget his name, Ken. There was another guy. He said, hitch your wagon to this one because...
Brooks Koepka?
No, he's not a brother.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't quite sure contextually what you meant.
Yeah, I forget the guy's name. So,
right.
Well, Tiger. Maybe there's always the next tournament.
Yeah, I think he. When you hear him now, he seems, after winning at Augusta, like for the first major in over a decade, he seems content now and complacent with sort of like, okay, like you said, the last Jeter World Series in 2009.
Right.
And it's sort of like, okay, the last 6 years of his career will be.
Yeah, but all he needs to do is hit one like he did. What was the last thing he won? What was that big thing he just won?
Tiger?
Yeah, was it the
The Masters.
He won the Masters.
So I just said that for like the last 8 minutes.
Which I still think is the most unfortunately named golf tournament, but
I'm not playing in anything where it's called the Masters, especially if you're a brother. But yeah, he wins that, and look, he's back, and now, I mean, all he has to do is win another whatever big event comes up next or in the next couple of... The thing about golf is great. You could play till you're 65 years old, and you could beat guys in their 30s.
And then you could play in the senior tour, too.
Oh.
And then you could go and do that.
That's why golf, to me, like, I used to have this argument all the time with my co-host on AF. Golf is not a sport.
No, it's not a sport.
It's not a sport.
It's like pool. It's like pool or bowling.
Right.
And did you see for what it's worth?
The exact same thing.
Yeah. For the ESPYs, when they were doing best male athlete, I think Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, well.
The only guy I've ever heard referred to as an athlete in golf was Tiger. But he's not.
Yeah, he's not.
Koepka is
Mutz. I know he's jacked. Have you seen him?
Bro Koepka is definitely jacked up.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
He and Dustin Johnson are part of this new breed.
Right, but that doesn't mean it's a sport.
What was the debate we were having last week? A little bit of the whole, like, how would LeBron be if you switched him over
to soccer?
Right. Pick three or four professional golfers that if you just plucked them off the tourney and dropped them into another major American sport would be great. I bet you they could probably maybe play tennis, and they
I don't know about that.
There's a lot of golfers play tennis and they play hockey and vice versa, and hockey players play golf, and just something about fluidity of swing, lateral motion, etc. What is Brooks Koepka going to be? Is he auditioning for a tight end on the Patriots?
No, he'll be a billiards player, or he'll be a bowler.
That's it. That's pretty much it. And that's pretty much it for the first segment. Now it's time for Trending for the First Day with Ken Laird.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by the new Lennox Home Comfort System. Call Climate Zone 866-891-7203 today. Up to $1,600 in rebates on a brand new Lennox Home Comfort System. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. PLBG license number 3316C. JB Holmes is the leader at the Open. 3 under par today. 8 under for the tournament. Tiger is off today. He's 1 under today, but still a rough 6 over for the Open Championship underway there in Northern Ireland. Chris Sale finally won a game. We'll be talking about it coming up. I am sure Sox cruise to a 5-0 win over the Jays on getaway day. 12 strikeouts over 6 scoreless. He heard you, James.
You're right.
Crushing him the last couple of days.
Chris Frail inspired him. No more Chris Frail.
Okay. Nope. We'll see. Every blind squirrel gets an acorn once in a while.
He credited the changeup. 25 changeups. Had command of all 3 of his big pitches. Fastball averages 92, but hit 96 when he needed it. 3-game series now in Baltimore. Starts tonight at Camden Yards on the Shaws in Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. It's David Price on the mound against lefty John Means. 7:05, the first pitch. Josh Lewin will join Joe Castiglione. And Nathan Eovaldi should be back Saturday or Sunday. He struck out the side with a walk on 19 pitches in a rehab assignment with Pawtucket. Yankees swept a doubleheader, so they are 10 up and now 8 up on Tampa for the first place spot in the AL East. Celtics signed Javonte Green, 2-year deal, first year partially guaranteed. Bruins announced that Chris Kelly is their new player development coordinator. More of Fitzy, Wiggy, and James coming up.
This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
It is absurd. He is not the highest paid player in the National Football League. When Russell Wilson had that contract extension, what do I say here? Who should be the highest paid player in the NFL? Tom Brady.
On Brady, there has not been a lot of conversation that I've heard. Now, I just think from a common sense standpoint, I don't know how they let Tom go into this year, in the last year of his contract, at his salary. To me, and this is my opinion, I would think that they would somehow redo that deal.
All right, so you heard the beginning there, Rich Eisen, and then you heard Adam Schefter. And here we are. As training camp, today is July 17th, correct? Is that correct, Ken?
19th.
Oh, well, so it's the 19th. So veterans report next Wednesday, Wiggy, and Tom Brady, as we all know, the GOAT, 6-time Super Bowl champion, a guy never has to take another snap, and he's already the greatest football player in NFL history. He's entering the final year of his contract, and as you know, Wiggy, he has come out and said he would like to play till he's 45. Well, you look at the guys who are, you know, spelling him as his backups, understudies, if you will. Jarrett Stidham, Brian Hoyer, Danny Etling. Not exactly guys that are going to make you sleep better at night like he had with Jimmy Garoppolo as his backup. So
Jarrett Stidham.
So why are we here again? And moreover, Wiggy, mm-hmm. if this was any other team, the Saints with Drew Brees, the Seahawks with Russell Wilson, where they just got a deal done recently, this would be the biggest story. Yet here in New England, sort of like, okay, whatever, Brady's going to restructure. Why have they not worked out a new deal yet as he is upon his 42nd birthday coming up next month?
Well, I think ultimately it's not. They're not doing it. I think this will ultimately get done.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is Tom Brady's not one of those guys where it's a where he presses the issue, right? If it was other places, they, those guys, like we're seeing it in Dallas right now with Ezekiel Elliott, or we're seeing it with the Chargers with Melvin Gordon, and it's like...
But those are running backs.
No. All I'm saying is the personality of Brady, I think, puts us in this position where for him, he's like, all right... He probably knows he's going to get the deal done, but he doesn't need to go to the media. He doesn't need to pressure the team publicly to get this deal done because we know for him, it's really not about that. I mean, we've heard him say before plenty of times that, you know what, he's made a ton of money. His wife makes a ton of money, and I think it will ultimately get done. I think that's the thing that people are missing here. It will get done. It's just, when is it going to get done?
That's right, and... I think every year, you know, because it's almost become an annual tradition, when the Super Bowl rings are passed out at Mr. Kraft's house, I feel like the one person who doesn't get one, though I'm sure she gets to wear and enjoy all of them in any capacity, is Giselle. Because when you start with the foundation of $500 million in the bank, what do you have to worry about? Now, I feel like Tom Brady, now see, I feel like that's also an easy point to make.
Mark. Right.
As in like, right. oh, because well, Tom Brady's already got so much money, and Giselle makes so much, he doesn't have to pursue his full worth, he can always take a discount.
Why does he get penalized, always have to take the hometown discount then?
Well, that's what he chooses to do.
I know.
That's the thing, the point I wanted to make, is that because they have all that money, that doesn't necessarily inform Tom Brady's opinion or the way he'd go about it. I think Brady would still go about business this way because he'd rather be competitive, he'd rather have a chance, and he would rather help the team build that strong middle class that consistently keeps the Patriots competitive.
Well, here's the thing that just boggles my mind. He's the lowest paid quarterback in the NFL, not on a rookie deal. He's the 19th highest paid QB in the league based on average annual salary. And right now, Alex Smith, Joe Flacco, and Eli Manning all make more money than Tom Brady. And you can ask, when was the last time Joe Flacco had a hit? 7 years ago. Eli Manning, 8 years ago. Alex Smith, never. He lost his job to Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco, and it looks like his career could be over after that horrible injury he took last year as the Redskins quarterback. It just, to me, it's like, listen, when we remember Tom Brady on the field as a player, he was all about winning, and no question, no quarterback will ever get, I don't think any quarterback will even get 3 Super Bowl titles, mm-hmm. let alone even sniff 6. But it's like, the Patriots need to do the right thing and take care of him.
I think the biggest, you know, of course they need to, and I ultimately think they will. The biggest criticism kind of throughout Brady's career shouldn't be at Tom Brady. It should be more pointed at the Patriots, because we've said this all the time, right? We see Tom Brady's, you know, like you said, he's one of the, you know, lowest paid quarterbacks in the league, and you look at what he's been able to produce in his production, you're like, this guy should be the highest paid quarterback every year. But yet he's willing to say, you know what, I'll take less money, like you were saying, Mark, to put other pieces around them. But we always say, well, when are they going to get these kind of pieces to put around Brady? Why are they just shopping in like you go to Walmart? Why are they shopping in that, you know, discount DVD Ben when they could
yeah.
be
right.
getting
What's with Ocean State job lot Belichick? What's with him being the bargain center? What's with Trader and Bill the Filene's basement approach to team building?
And that Barbados Belichick.
And that should be more of the criticism because, yeah, Brady, we all know that Brady's willing to take less money to put better pieces around them, but there's been some times where we said, you know, why are they not using that money to put some, you know, better pieces around them? What are they doing? But I ultimately think you're going to see this get done with Tom Brady. The biggest question is why, when? I don't think he's in a rush, because I think he knows it's coming, and he's not one of those guys that is going to be very vocal about it. He's going to talk about his contract. He's going to, you know, rock the boat. That's just not what he does.
Yeah. Now, Mark, a second ago, you rattled off three quarterback names. You said Joe Flacco makes more money.
Yep.
Alex Smith makes more money. Eli Manning. I would be willing to go to a parimutuel window right now and place my grown adult earned American money on Tom Brady will have more wins this year than those three quarterbacks combined.
He probably might.
Yeah.
He probably will.
And that right there is argument enough for him working his own system and taking the deals that he wants to do, because that's more fun to him.
When you talk about sacrifice, he has made the ultimate sacrifice. I think there's only been one point in his now 20-year career where he was ever one of the highest three paid quarterbacks in the league.
2010 and, he was.
Right, that's it. That's it. Like right around that time when he won the MVP that season. Other than that,
and guess what happened? They got their doors blown off at home by the Jets.
Mark Sanchez. Right.
Antonio Holmes in the corner.
Nobody saw that coming because a few weeks prior
Sean
to that,
Green
they blew the Jets out.
Right.
I mean, everybody thought, like, you know, that was one of those games where it was kind of like the Baltimore playoff game where you're like, what happened here?
Yeah, right.
Who are these guys?
That was the Ray Rice game.
Yeah, who are these guys?
Where are the real Patriots?
Yeah, stole all the Patriots jerseys. But the thing you have to look at, and see, I think that's what makes Brady unique in the sense of when you look at and you compare him to other quarterbacks in the league, and we just seen this kind of like with Aaron Rodgers, right? Aaron Rodgers, who became the highest paid quarterback? Wasn't it Russell Wilson?
It's Danger Russ Wilson.
Right.
Mr. Ciara, so it was $35 million.
It was Russell Wilson who just signs a new deal. Then instantly we start to hear whispers right after that Aaron Rodgers wants a new deal to be the highest paid quarterback. And now you start to see where, you know, and the success that Rodgers has, it's Brady doesn't put himself ahead of the team in that sense of far as when we're talking about contracts and that kind of thing, because like we said in the beginning, he'd rather take less and have a better team around him to ultimately get to that point. Now, I will criticize the Patriots at times because they don't use that money and allocate it to maybe putting good pieces around Brady, and they just kind of give him whatever.
Right, and there's two times I can point to where we'll all scratch our head and be like, what the hell were you thinking, Belichick? 2006, 2013.
Oh, boy.
2 years that are pegged in Patriots fans'
mind. Rashay Caldwell,
exactly.
Jackson.
The Doug Gabriel experiment, which, by the way, is the worst jazz band ever, might have been one of the greatest insults.
Oh.
You had something going with Brady to Branch, one of the original connections in Patriot history. You know what? Belichick gets pissed at him. Fine. You know what? You want more money? Go to Seattle. And then
they're up like 21-3 at halftime against the Colts.
And they have no horses to throw to.
But that's part of it, though. Even though they got no horses to throw to, right, they should have beat the Colts in that AFC championship game.
Right, because they all had the flu. Defense got tired.
Whatever it is, right? You're up by 21 in that game.
Right.
You should. And so they look at it like, well, we don't really need to pay for horses because guess what? We could do it with, you know, ponies or whatever.
But then the next year.
We can go with fat Corey Dillon and Rashay Caldwell
and Jabbar Gaffney.
And the ghost of Troy Brown, and we should still be able to beat Peyton Manning on his home turf. Now, look, we can go back over that. I could do 4 hours in that game and why that's one of the three most frustrating losses in Patriot history.
It is. Yeah.
But it's that in 2013.
And think about this, because I was down there in Miami at the time in grad school at the U.
Definitely
not doing cocaine. They would have gotten Rex Grossman in the Bears.
The line could have been 17.5, and I still would have bet my parents on the Patriots.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. Like, that would have been another one where it's like, and granted, you're talking, you win 6 out of 9, and you know, you're split. But you look at what they could have done. I don't know what it is, but I'm mad for Tom Brady.
Don't you think he's mad at the incentives? They gave him $5 million in incentive clauses that he hit none of last year.
Yeah.
So he made $15 million last year.
I know. He must have gone home and put on 5 Super Bowl rings, hugged Giselle, seen his gorgeous children, sat around that Zillow porn house of his in Brooklyn.
But there's a breaking point, right?
No, I know.
Yeah, but when you win.
And he does get mad. From what we've heard, he does want one more deal. He does want to see one final sign
and
he deserves it.
I think the issue is.
But you're right, Ken.
Is that he won a Super Bowl. So I don't think he really, like, for him, that's more important than hitting $5 million.
Than being $20 million paid less than Russell Wilson?
Hitting $5 million in incentives. He knows.
That's insulting. Why would you even put that in there?
It's extremely insulting. But just like Gronk's incentives last year, he didn't hit in any of those either.
But, right. But Russell Wilson, for God's sakes, by the end of last season, that man looks like he took a six-hour car ride down a mountain with no seatbelt. There was no offensive line. Guess what Tom Brady had? One of the best offensive lines in football.
Trent Brown.
They have built a support system to be able to not only enable his continued greatness and winning, but to protect him and make him as relevant and goat.
But what
his
Ken
40s.
Just said is so right. It is insulting with the incentives, and moreover, the average annual salary of what you're getting $15 million a year. So, like I said, he's the lowest paid quarterback of any non-rookie on their deal. So, you know, like a non-rookie, and it's just, to me, there's something that's just not right. The guy who was his backup, who couldn't even stay on the field last year, is making $27.5 million a year. Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco, who's dating in a way over the hill porn star. This is a guy, like, come
Jimmy
on.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy, give me a break.
Yeah, like, but he doesn't. But Jimmy that's the Garoppolo. Thing, though, right? You're saying you're frustrated because of what you see him making. Of course,
comparatively speaking.
But if he wanted to say, you know what, the hell with this, I want to be the highest paid quarterback in the league. Patriots, you're either going to sign me or I'm going to hold out.
He would never do that.
But that's what I'm making my point. Right. So for him, if he's making $15 million,
that's why he's Tom Brady.
Yeah, if he's making $15 million, he's looking at it like, you know what. Yeah, I could easily make $30 million, but I made a ton of money in my career. I'm not a guy that's going to say, I'm not going to handcuff the organization. I'm not going to ask for so much money that we can't sign anybody else. I want to be on a team. I want to be in a situation where every single year I have an opportunity and I'm on a team that's competitive. When's the last time Russell Wilson, his team has been in a situation that they could potentially win a Super Bowl?
Well, they could have won last year, but they went into that game against Dallas with one of the 10 worst game plans in the history of the wild card round.
That's my point. So they lose last year. What was that? The wild
at
card
Dallas,
game. Yeah. So then the year before, I don't really remember, but it's been so they had one Super Bowl back against.
And then Malcolm Butler and Brian Flores.
Against the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
Yeah, and so but Brady, look at all those quarterbacks, right? They're a flash in the pan. Russell Wilson, yeah, they win a Super Bowl, but then the next 5-6 years, he's struggling to make the playoffs.
Well, how about this? The last 2 years, guys, the last 2 years, Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers have missed the playoffs.
Right. That's right.
The last 2 years, Mr. State Farm, Mr. MVP, Mr.
Discount Rodgers.
That's it.
Rodgers.
Are you upset that Tom Brady is not one of the top 10 highest paid quarterbacks in terms
but he's gonna
top 15? Top 15, actually. He's 19. Are you upset? 617-779-7937. And if you're not upset, you should be. You should be, Wiggy. You should be, Fitzy. Because I am. I'm pissed off for Tom Brady. He's not paid enough.
If Tom Brady right now decided to... Oh, man, if only things would go Tom Brady's way.
You can't keep going to Giselle. It's not Tom Brady.
No, it's not even that. It's about the fact that he could right now, if he wanted to, Mark, he could walk into Mr. Kraft's office... And he could say, Mr. Kraft, put that away. But then he would probably also say, oh, come on, it's 6:47. Let's have a little fun. All right, thank you very much.
That was a good one.
I'll be here 3 more hours. But he could walk in right now and say, you know what? I want my version of the Kirk Cousins deal. I want a guarantee. When I say I'm playing to 45, I'm going to make sure you guys pay me and play me until I'm 45. I want 3 for 90, all guaranteed.
As you know, unlike the NFL
so great,
and Major League Baseball, excuse me, unlike the NBA and baseball, the only thing that's guaranteed is your signing bonus. So that's what it comes down. It's the signing bonus.
But Kirk Cousins got 3 for 84, and the guy had never won a playoff game, for God's sakes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really not signing bonus no more. It used to be. Now they just call it guaranteed money.
Right. Okay.
If they have to tag him next year, it's $32 million. So if he just plays out this deal, they have to bring him back at $32 million.
What are you talking about? The reign of Studham will be about.
I know. You're prolonging.
The days of wine and Studham. Yeah, just prolonging the inevitable.
I mean, come on here. All right, we'll get back to this. Take your phone call, 617-779-7937. Wiggy, Fitzy, James.
The WEEI Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
He's the lowest paid quarterback, not on a rookie deal. Tom Brady.
This is what I've said separates Brady from LeBron, Bryce Harper, Aaron Rodgers, Kobe Bryant, Russell Wilson, that there's this equation that lives in all the other guys' heads. Money equals respect. And it doesn't with Brady. It doesn't exist with Tom. Like, this is the PED of the Patriots, the performance-enhancing deal.
Colin Cowherd, good
makes
stuff
a good
there.
Point.
Right?
He does.
Pretty good stuff
PED,
there.
PED, performance-enhancing deal. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the Cowherd. I like the Herd.
I
know it's not a popular take around.
Listen.
Not hating on LeBron is unpopular.
I can't like James and Cowherd. That's totally illegal.
It is totally.
Your quotient. Yeah.
The douche quotient is now completely blown up.
Yeah. Well, it's like he, you know, but I respect him. He makes $6.5 million a year, so he's living in Manhattan Beach. It's not a bad life for him.
He has a giant desk. He looks like it, you know.
Right.
His set looks like it was designed for a Roald Dahl book.
But he doesn't say anything.
Are you drunk?
He's like one of those, like his opinions, he don't really have, he just sits there and he, like, besides that, really, I mean, like that, we all know that's what makes Brady different.
Right.
Is that it's, you know.
Performance enhancing deal, Wiggy.
Well.
My friend Colin Cowherd.
Okay. I mean, that's why I'm not, like, you know me, I'm not a fan of the one man show.
No, you're not.
I need a couple people to challenge your opinion.
But it doesn't.
But I will agree with him on that's what makes Brady different and unique is because in order to get that money.
Yep.
You got to hold out, and Brady's not willing to do that.
No, he's not willing to do that. We'll take your calls on this, 617-779-7937. And I have nothing but the utmost respect and admiration for his co-host, Joy Taylor, because she actually came up through the hard way. She started producing in Miami on WQAM, and then she became a morning show host, and she worked her way up. And obviously, you know, she looks really great on TV.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's his co-host?
Yes, yeah, Jason Taylor's sister.
I haven't watched five minutes of...
Okay, fair enough.
See, a lot of people refer to her as the Ken Laird of the Fox Sports Network.
Oh, I would probably
Jason
say...
Jason Taylor, the football player? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's a...
Yeah, it's a Hall of Famer. That's his sister.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. She married former UCLA backup basketball player Earl Watson, who was a candidate for the UCLA head coaching job but didn't get it. Former Phoenix Sun. Yeah, I'm a... Don't even ask, Fitzy. Brian and Hadley. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. I've had a thought about Brady for a long time. He's such a family guy, and he's so tight with Kraft. I just got to think that after he retires, and maybe even before with investments in, like, TB12, because we don't know.
Right.
I think they're just going to – Kraft's going to take care of him in huge ways with money, and he knows that, and that's why he's comfortable where he is now. What do you think?
You know what?
Who knows? He might have a piece of that organization. I mean,
but then that's going to come out, and then we're going to have to deal with TB12 gate because, you know, they're going to figure out that they backdoored a deal, or the Patriots are silent. They're angel share investors in the TB12 because he's going to be opening up as many of those as there are Chipotles across the country now.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe that's part of the handshake.
Cheated within that organization.
I just think that's part of who he is. I think that's just part of his personality, the way his DNA is woven. I mean, like, that's who he is. It's not he makes good money, right? He knows that. But for him, that's not the end all be all. Like, he doesn't need to be like, oh, I need to be the highest paid quarterback in the league. I need Kirk Cousins did, you know, $84 million in guaranteed. I need to go above and beyond that. That's not in him. It's about for him. He'd rather have another Super Bowl championship and be the 15th ranked quarterback in the league as far as pay.
Right, Wiggy, you said it yourself. He takes less, so they put more around him. What if they put around him this year?
There's no left tackle, no tight ends. That's why I say I would be more critical of the organization and for them because they haven't spent the money at times to put around him. Right, you say that it's like perfect. They went out this year. I give them credit.
Ken
just brought
up a great point, though.
But they tried this year, right? They went after Humphreys.
No, they did. They did a little too. Like, it didn't work out. That's fair. They went after him, but like he just talked about who's protecting Brady's blind side this year. Trent Brown's a Raider.
Okay,
so don't give me a rookie who hasn't played a down Isaiah Wynn.
But stop that. Who's protecting Tom Brady's blind side last year at this time?
Trent Brown.
But Nobody knew Trent Brown was Trent Brown. Everybody right. was like, who's going to protect Brady?
Nobody's
this guy, Trent Brown, hasn't even played.
San Francisco gave up on him. How is he going to come here? You're going to let him come in?
This is the thing that aggravates me about phony Pats fans, because all of a sudden, and I'm not saying you,
I know.
Everybody's like, with Trent Brown. But last year at this time, it wasn't like they went out and got Trent Brown was Tony Boselli, and he was this all-pro left tackle. He was an unknown. And he didn't even practice throughout training camp because I think he was hurt.
Yeah. They didn't talk Joe Thomas out of retirement. What are they doing? So Brady's going to get murdered on hand.
Right, so everybody going into training camp was like, damn, who's going to protect Brady? Are they going to move Marcus Cannon over there? Is it going to be this one? The Patriots, like they do all the time. Now, granted, you know, they'll replace Trent Brown with another Trent Brown.
Okay, but who is that guy? That's what Ken and I said. That guy? Don't say Isaiah Wynn. Isaiah Wynn has Tyrannosaurus Rex arms. He's got short arms.
So what? Matt, I played with Matt Light.
I don't know if they're T-Rex arms.
I played with Matt Light. Matt Light wasn't 6'6 and had a wingspan of, you know, overpowering stature of a left tackle. And he covered Brady's blind side for what? How many? 10 years?
Yeah, he did. All right, Ramon in the car. What's up, Ramon?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
And you guys are spoiled up here. You don't know what it is to spend your whole life looking for the next Joe Namath. If I take the next Kenny O'Brien and you don't pay the man, you don't pay the man. You got 3 more years top left with Pretty Boy. Hold out, Brady. Hold out. You can show these people what it is to come back to life to draft a stupid quarterback every year. Mark Sanchez, Ray Lucas, Axel Foley.
Axel Foley. Don't forget about Geno Smith.
That's all the Geno Smith experiment.
Yeah, that worked out well.
What about Blair Walsh? What about all the guys that have come through the Hall of Shame that is Hofstra to the Jets?
It's going to happen to you guys in 3 more years. You're going to be drafting quarterbacks and overpaying because you didn't. Pay the man.
I'm with you, Ramon. Ramon, I'm with you,
Ramon. Ramon wants Brady to hold out because he's a Jets fan.
Well, that's true.
By the way, Ramon, I hate to break it to you, but this just in. Spoiler alert. Sam Darnold will retire before Tom Brady does.
He probably might.
Playing for the Jets,
He could.
The Jets. Axel Foley. Well, I love that. Right. Ramon was bringing his A game from the car. That was fantastic. I get it. It's one of my favorite sound bites is when Charles Barkley was a guest of Belichick and Kraft. And after, I think it was like a divisional round game against Houston, he goes waltzing through the locker room and he starts talking about like, y'all don't really know what you have here. You know, y'all going to suck when these guys is gone, so you better appreciate it. And just keeps going on.
Charles Barkley sounds?
Well, I'm sorry. I was doing the world's worst part.
Terrible.
You know, but Barkley basically was just going on and on about saying like, you better enjoy what you got now because when these guys are gone, you guys are going to suck. Saying that out loud. And I don't think any Patriots fan needs to be, you know, shaken or woken up to realize how good we have what we have right now.
Because all these nitwit fools, idiots.
Because when you look at this, Wiggy, here's the thing. In the age of, free agency started 26 years ago in 1993. And now you have, obviously, the salary cap era, which is for the Patriots to do what they've done since 2001. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to know that they make it. Here's the worst part about, or the best part about it, from a New England standpoint, they make it look so easy. How do they make it look so easy?
Well, yeah.
Every year, death taxes and the Patriots getting a bye and hosting in the divisional playoffs at home. It happens every year.
Well, that's because you have the coach and the quarterback. You have those two guys, and fortunately for you, the quarterback that you have is not really about, you know, putting himself before the team. So he's not one of those guys that is going, you know what, I want $35 million a year guaranteed. I want this. I want that. He's all about, hey, I know that I'm probably underpaid. And let's be honest, he realizes that. But at the end of the day, he's like, I want to win championships. Yeah, I make good money. I want to win championships. I'm able to still make good money, do what I love to do. And I'm, like you said, I'm there every single year. Every single year you could pencil the Patriots in to be in the AFC championship game. And that's the most important thing.
Legitimately, Ken, they're almost coming up on a decade straight of appearing in the AFC championship.
But in an era.
Tomato cans.
of the modern day millennial, all about me, selfish athlete. Why is Tom Brady so unselfish?
You think about the contract, is that something that just works out and always has?
Yeah, I don't think about it too much.
Because he's not one of those millennial self gotta get my money quarterbacks. Right. He came, he's been playing 20 years, so he's 42 years old. Yep. He's not Russell Wilson, who's 28 or 29 years old. So his mindset, his thing, the way he views it is differently. Like, he knows that he's in a great organization. It's about success and it's about, and he's making good money. Where Russell Wilson doesn't really care about that. He cares about, I'm the highest paid guy in the league. I'd like to win, but if we don't, who the hell cares? I'll be on the ESPYs with, my wife Sierra hasn't had a song in 15 years.
but damn, they look good together on stage, and they're going to make beautiful babies.
Right.
For a long time.
It's the same thing with Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford is some fantasy league wonder if you're a fantasy guy, but he's never won a playoff game in his whole career.
Nope.
He's the modern day Jeff George. He really is. He's a glorified Jeff George.
Wow.
And no one talks about it because his stats and this, that, and the other.
I think he's a little bit better than Jeff George.
No, but what I'm saying, he's got the physical ability, but he hasn't won a
He hasn't really had a team around him. When he was with Calvin Johnson, he had good numbers.
Stud wide, there you go. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to say. That is case in point, exhibit A. That's all you need to see. You have well-compensated quarterback with a pocket rocket, and then you've got the stud wide receiver. And what did that get Detroit?
Nothing.
Bunch of 5-11, 7-9s, and a blowout against where they got their lunch handed to them against the Saints 8 years ago in the playoffs.
Also got ripped off against Dallas about five years ago.
Yeah, that's
ago.
Right. They did get
Don't
ripped
forget
off.
That.
That was an awful.
Got, that was a horrible.
Garbage call.
They
garbage
got completely.
Call. Garbage call.
Right, screwed on that. All
garbage
right,
call.
The story that won't go away, and a gift from the sports talk gods, Price versus Eck. We will get to that. Wiggy, Fitzy, and James next.